Welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland with you from our Buck studio once again this week, and a real treat, a holiday treat, as we have the Madison Bach musicians with us. We also have a studio audience today. Pleasure to have you with us too. And it's going to be a nice, pleasant excursion through some holiday-oriented music of the Baroque era. And I should mention before we get started, in case I would forget otherwise, Madison Bach musicians actually have two winter concerts coming up, both in Door County and featuring the Sevastopol School Madrigal Singers. One of them is this Friday, that's December 18th at 7:30 at Old Gibraltar Town Hall in Fish Creek, or Fish Creek, as some people like to call it. And then the other is the next night, Saturday, December 19th, 3 o'clock, at Hope UCC in Sturgeon Bay. And it'll include some familiar holiday tunes along with Madison Bach musicians' classical repertoire. So don't have to worry about forgetting that. And welcome, Trevor Stevenson.
Thank you.
Welcome back, I should say, a frequent visitor to the midday. And yes. You brought your harpsichord, and you have spent most of the day tuning and retuning it. What about this beast? Does it have a name, by the way, as some of your instruments do?
The beast, right. This is, I have been tuning. I think it's gotten four full tunings since 9:30 this morning, right? Welcome to winter, right?
Yeah, so, right.
This is a replica made of a 17th century instrument. It was made here in Madison by Norman Shepherd. It weighs about 95 pounds, and it's featured in a very famous painting by Vermeer, which is called The Concert, and which, of course, was sadly stolen. That painting was stolen from the Gardner Museum some years ago, so it's out there somewhere. But this is the instrument that the young woman is playing in the this is a replica of that instrument, I should say.
It's a little different if you're used to looking at a piano, in that right. The keys are brown and black.
Right, right. And of course, the main thing of the harpsichord is that it plucks the string when you push down the key rather than striking it with a hammer. And the strings are very thin, and it gives the pitch is really quite clear, is very centered in its sound. Just the physics of strings, the thinner the string, the clearer the pitch. And in Baroque music, we find that quite an advantage. It's also, in the band, the harpsichord is kind of the snare drummer as well. You know, it has this little bit of a spritz to the sound behind the more full-bodied instruments, the violin, the cello, and the human voice.
Well, speaking of human voices, we'll get things underway here in just a moment. Let me introduce the other members of the group here. They include soprano Chelsea Morris, from whom we'll be hearing very shortly. Our Baroque violinists are Kangwon Kim and Brandy Berry. And is this Brandy's arrangement of the Green Sleeves, is that what we're going to hear? Which is a very charming arrangement. I heard it the other night. Martha Vallon is playing Baroque cello, and you've already heard from Trevor Stevenson at the harpsichord. So, to begin, did I leave somebody out? Oh, no, you're cueing Chelsea. Okay, here we go.
What child is this? Sleeping, whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, oh bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
one of those endlessly malleable tunes, isn't it? I mean, there's something like 60, more than 60 sets of verses to whatever you want to call it. Greensleeves is the usual title. What Child Is This? Of course, Christmas Time is a title for it, too. And congratulations to Brandy Berry, our one of our violinists, for making that arrangement of What Child Is This? And, of course, to Chelsea for her splendid voice. A composer whose name comes up from time to time at Christmas and throughout the year, too, occasionally, but not exactly a household word, is Johann Heinrich Schmelzer. It's a fun one to say, though. And Kangwon Kim, what about him?
Yeah, everybody tells me they like to say his name, Schmelzer. So Schmelzer was a very well-known violinist and composer from Austria from the early 17th century. At a young age, he attained high reputation in his field, which was violin playing and violin composition. This was very unusual because at that time, only Italians could play the violin. This sonata comes from his collection of sonatas for violin and basso continuo. And this is the first of its kind published by a German-speaking composer. It contains virtuosity, sectional structure, and a lengthy ground-based variations, which was typical of the mid-Baroque violin compositions. Schmelzer actually influenced Bieber quite a bit, and most people know Bieber because of his violin compositions and how much he tried everything on the instrument, which was unusual.
Yeah, retuning.
That's right,
example,
scordatura,
yeah.
And all kinds of technical things that he wanted to try. But he was influenced by Schmelzer.
Was he? Okay, because I'm sort of a Bieber fan, and now I should be a Schmelzer fan, too.
Team Bieber.
Team Bieber, there you go. And so we'll be hearing this sonata for violin and continuo in D by Schmelzer.
Thank you. Thank you. our violinist, Kangwon Kim.
And the continuo provided by Carlos Marcovallo and harpsichordist Trevor Stevenson of the Madison Bach Musicians. A lot of notes in there. Quite a few for her to keep up with, and beautiful ones they were, too. And I can see now how Schmelzer would have influenced Bieber, some of those sonorities, I guess you'd have to say. Well, this is the time of year when you might often hear in a slightly different setting the first prelude from the Well-Tempered Clavier of Bach, as it is the one that Charles used for his Ave Maria.
Right.
And this is the original, the one that starts all set of 48, two books by Bach.
Many a time I performed this piece and caught the audience humming.
Anyway,
it's always fun. So we know that in, you know, midlife that Bach set about writing a set of preludes and fugues in all the keys in a new tuning that was really investigating the possibility of tuning a keyboard instrument so that you could play in all keys. And there's been some debate over the years about whether Bach was using a modified form of the mean tone tuning that they had enjoyed in the 16th and 17th century, or had gone all the way to what we all grew up with in the 20th century, which is called equal temperament. And this is the tuning I'm in today is kind of a split the difference. It's well documented in the 18th century that they tuned like this. C major was always at the apex. It's what all the keys look back to. It was the purest of the sounds, and this is why he begins the Well-Tempered Clavier in this sonority, which is so harmonious with itself. And the poet Goethe in the 19th century said that this prelude always suggested to him the stillness in the breast of God before he created the world, which, you know, of course, that's the 19th century. Bach probably, you know, thought it was a Wednesday, even though he was a very spiritual man. But it's an amazing piece. Its secret, of course, is its repetition. Everything is repeated. It's a kind of a mantra and a meditation. Mm-hmm. And then that gives way to the fugue, which is in four parts and is the other end of the human spectrum, which is the intellectual, meaning the emotional as well. So the first prelude and fugue from the Well-Tempered Clavier. Thank you.
Prelude in Fugue in C from Book One of the Well-Tempered Clavier by Bach. Trevor Stevenson at the harpsichord, and we'll get to our 12:30 quiz question right after this on Wisconsin Public Radio. And now back to the Madison Bach musicians and a tune, a traditional tune. I don't think anybody knows who wrote La Folia d'Espagne, but boy, a lot of composers over the years have taken to it and made it their own, and Vivaldi's one of them.
Cheap. Right, right. The good news is they're very sweet, and the sound is wonderful and very, almost voice-like, and you can play with very little vibrato because of it. The bad news is that they go out of tune when you look at them. Right.
So stop looking.
Right, right. So anyway, so that's why we need to adjust here in the middle.
Thank you. On La Folia d'Espagna, the variations on that ancient tune by Verdi, and you heard them played by the Madison Bach musicians. Now something by Mr. Handel to round things out. This set of three movements from A Gloria.
Right, soprano and strings. This piece surfaced just a couple of years ago, so it's some of his newer work. Now, he actually wrote it when he was probably about 20, en route to Italy, perhaps.
Jesus.
Movements from the Gloria by Handel. And they are Trevor Stevenson, harpsichord, Martha Vallon, baroque cello, Kangwon Kim and Brandy Berry, baroque violins, and Chelsea Morris, the soprano. And we'll be recording, actually, in just a couple of minutes, a bonus track that you can hear on our website, wpr.org/midday. And that'll be something from the one of the Advent cantatas of Bach. So be listening for that on the website shortly. And thanks to our musicians. Madison Bach musicians are going to be performing this weekend, Fish Creek and in Sturgeon Bay, some of the same music and more. And thanks to our studio audience today here in our Buck studio. Thanks also to our tireless and fast-moving engineer, Brittany Williams, and to Shelley Putman in the FM studio, and also to Michelle Good for bringing the results of our quiz question to us today.